Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that are listening to this broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to this broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us. The email address is godswordtoman@gmail.com. The GODSWRD, the number 2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So, once again, without further ado, we thank God for another blessed day, another golden opportunity to go into the message today. Praise be to God. And as I wait for my brother, Brother Robert Gross, to join me, I want to take this time to thank God for all of you that are listening today. And I want to thank God for all of your prayers. Praise be to God, because they were very much needed. Glory to God. Amen. And we're going to be dealing with another section of this series tonight on Christian Science. And once again, we bring this before you because it is very important that you know of the teachings that many of these other religions and cults are doing contrary to the Word of God. We don't want you to be deceived and taken by them. And so we're giving it to you and telling you, say, hey, take it to the Lord. You know, study it for yourself. Amen. And let God deal with you. So it's vitally important that we do this. Amen. Vitally important that we do it. And this is why on this series we're dealing with Christian Science and, you know, letting you hear some of the things that they teach. And, you know, many of these religions say, hey, we teach this in the name of God. And my question would be, what God is you talking about? Because if you're talking about the true and living God, then most definitely that is a no. Because that's contrary to what he has already had allowed to be written. Amen. So therefore this day, you know, this is where we're giving you the pure, unadulterated Word of God, and pray that you would study for yourself and take it to the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. So, another blessed day in Christ Jesus, and just grateful to the Lord for such a time as this. Amen. A blessing time. Praise be to God. All glory and honor and praise goes to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise be to God. And so, like I said, we're starting on another section, another part of this series tonight, and it may just have just this one part tonight. It may be two parts, you know, whatever the Lord say. I just say, you know, whatever the Lord gives, you know, because I want the Lord to run this, okay? And I want the Lord to, you know, move on us to give what he wants us to give, okay? I don't want this to be ran totally by us, but I want it to be ran by the Lord. And that's vitally important, amen, that we understand this, that God needs to have the leeway in this, and he needs to be the one leading this charge, amen. So most definitely, that's what I say to you, the listeners, today. And once again, I want to thank God for all of your prayers. Okay, because they were very much needed and have been very much needed, you know, as we do these series and bring to you the Word of God and, you know, unveil some of these secret works of darkness, where that the enemy does, you know, he goes for an attack, you know. You know, we start uncovering some of these works of darkness, yes, he tries to attack back, amen. But once again, I am grateful to the Lord, glory to God, that we've been commissioned to give the word unto you, amen. And I don't take this lightly, people. I don't take this lightly at all. Amen. I take this with seriousness, okay? Because I'm going to tell you something. When you uncover the works of darkness, Satan is going to be serious with you when he tries to attack. Amen. He ain't going to be playing around or joking around. So ain't no need of you joking around, amen? There's no need of us joking around. You know, we need to be straight up with this, you know, amen. And I am grateful to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your deliverance, for your direction, for your healing power. In Jesus' name, for Lord, you're worthy to be praised and to be glorified. You're worthy to be lifted up. Glory to the Boshata, glory. Hallelujah, the Boshita, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Ida the Boshita, thank you, Lord. Thank you to the Boshala, the Bosha, glory. Amen. Well, as we wait for my brother to come on, we're going to begin this and start this off. As I said, we're dealing with a new part of this series tonight. We're dealing with Christian Science, and the title is Jesus. Christian Science, and the title is Jesus. What they had to say concerning Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. But before we go into that, you know, once again, for those of y'all that have been following us in this series, you know that I've been giving you a little history first concerning who started it, Christian Science and their name and whatever. And so that's what I'm going to do. Amen. As I get ready to start this tonight, I'm going to start out with, you know, a little history. I've been giving you so much thus far on the history of who started Christian Science. I gave you her name that's being credited with the starting of Christian Science. Amen. Now I'm going to patch my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother. How are you?
Blessing the Lord. Thank God for another Amen. Day, another golden opportunity that we can present the gospel of Jesus Christ to the listeners. Praise be to God. As we are getting ready to start, I want to ask, brother, if you would open us up with prayer.
Thank you, Father. Heavenly yes, Father, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you, Lord yes. God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to go before us, Lord God. Send your angels before us, oh Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
before these airwaves, Lord God. Send your word, oh Lord God.
Yes,
Lord. Send your message,
yes.
Lord Jesus. In your mighty name, Lord God. Father,
yes,
that they might give Jesus, hallelujah, light, understanding to your people, Lord Jesus. Lord God, that enemy, Lord God, may not have power over the minds of the people, Lord Jesus, to stop them
yes,
from
Lord.
Believing, them from receiving,
yes,
to stop them from understanding. In Jesus Christ's name, Father, we bind the powers of the adversary in Jesus Christ's name, and all the powers of the
yes,
adversary. Jesus Christ's
yes,
name. Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for you, brother. Open us up with prayer. And we're going to get ready to go into the lesson tonight. And once again, I want to thank all of you who have been praying for us. Amen. Your prayers are very much needed, because once again, like I said before, when you start uncovering the works of darkness, Satan will try to attack back, okay? So we don't take this lightly. We don't play around with this. It's, you know, it's serious. And so, as I've done before, I want to start off giving you some more of the introduction. For those of you who are first-time listeners, I want to encourage you to go back to the other parts of the series where we talked about Christian Science, the Godhead. I want to encourage you, after you listen to this tonight, Blog Talk Radio does record this, so you can go back and, you know, if you click on this page on the God's Word to Man logo, it should take you to episodes, and you can listen to the ones we did over the past few days, because we want you to be caught up to speed. And so, therefore, having said that, you know, I've been giving you some history on who started or who've been credited with starting Christian Science, part of what was called the Mind Science Movement. And her name was Mary Baker Eddy, okay? And I had been giving to you some things that was reported on what influenced her to start such a thing. I want to give you a little bit more as we get ready to go into the lesson. Another thing that is said to influence Miss Eddy to start Christian Science was that her association with Ann Lee and the Shakers. Now, Ann Lee and the Shakers are a group that says they're of God and they're known for their dancing and their shaking, okay? And she was influenced, or her association with Ann Lee was another thing that kind of, quote, sparked her to start the Christian Science Movement. Ann Lee, Miss Eddy, recognized the deity, get this, as masculine and feminine, okay? That's why, and hopefully maybe at the end of the series we might get into this, but Mary Baker Eddy, along with Ann Lee, were referred to God as Mother Father, okay? And Mary Baker Eddy also allowed herself, and hopefully we'll get into this part too at the end of the series, she allowed herself to be represented as the equal and successor to Christ, where she was so revered by her local followers. So she wanted to be called also Mother, okay? And she stressed on what is called silent prayer. So I'm giving this history starting off, and I give this history to let you know who started it and some things concerning them. And when you see or hear things they teach or what they do, you have to measure it up to see, does it line up with the Word of God, okay? Now, when you got people, you know, calling themselves equal to Christ and a successor of Christ, there's a problem, okay? And
amen.
Really, when you look at it, that's the same kind of talk that the Roman Catholic do with their popes, because they've called themselves King of Kings, the Lamb Slain, the Vicar of God here on earth, all those kind of names, okay? And as we get ready to go on, you will find out with many of these religions and these cults, a lot of their teachings come from these twisted teachings that came out during the time that caused the, quote, wreck of Christ Church. You know, when Gnosticism came out and Neoplatonism, that's what you, when you really listen to it and you go to study what they are, you come to find out, say, it's about the same thing. So, on that note, tonight we're dealing with Christian Science. The title is Christian Science, Jesus. Now, you say, okay, what does this have to do with? Well, my brother's going to bring the scriptures before you as I read to you these few words on what else that Christian Science says about Jesus Christ. Now, and once again, all this you getting. This is why when we're telling you the Word of God, we're giving you scriptures for you to go search it yourself, okay? What is getting many professing believers is that they have not utilized the time to search. And they're taking things at face value because people are saying God or saying even Jesus' name to it. And therefore they say, hey, well, they got to be of God because they're saying Jesus and God and all that stuff, but not necessarily so. Now, the Christian Science teaching concerning Jesus Christ, for those of y'all that heard us before, as we did on the Godhead, they were saying that Jesus and God is not the same being. Okay. But there's another thing that they say about Jesus. Okay. Now, I want to read to you what they said, and then I'm going to let my brother bring you the Word of God and let you hear what the Word of God has to say. Okay. And this is what they said about Jesus Christ. First of all, they say he is not God. Okay. So we established that fact already. Okay. But another thing they say about him, get this, in their book, in her book called Science, she says, Jesus is the human man and Christ is the divine idea. Hence the duality of Jesus the Christ. Do you hear that? Now we didn't separate it. Now she didn't separate it. Jesus Christ. So Jesus, in their teaching, is the human man. And Christ is the divine idea. Just an idea. Okay. Wow. Now, some glory to God. Now, some of you as believers who really get in the Word, you would chuckle too. And you would say, what? And then you said, now you just got way far fetched. Others of y'all who, and this is not to be criticizing, but others of you who have not been getting in the Word says, huh? Well, is that true? You know. And as my brother going to the scripture to show you, understand this, that's what Satan is doing through these religions and these cults. He's trying to diminish everything concerning God. Keep that in mind. Everything. His deity, you know, his place before the eyes of the people, he's trying to diminish everything. And notice how he's using to quote, try to divide everything up. Okay? And then notice that comes with confusion. Okay?
Amen.
Now, glory to God. The word Christ, Amen. According to the original Greek word, means the anointed, the Messiah.
Amen.
So Christ is the anointed one. So I'm going to let my brother bring you the Word of God, and you will see what Christian Science teach and what God actually say is two different things. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let your word go forth to all the ears, to all the eyes, to all the understanding, the mind of man, O Lord Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Open to them, Lord God, your word in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Father. We admonish you, Lord God, and acknowledge you, O Lord God, for you are the Lord. You are God. You are the Holy One, the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Christ. The Christ. Who is the Christ? Who is he? Well, the Bible says that Jesus asked a question. What did Jesus Christ ask of his disciples? He says, who do men say that I am?
Amen.
Then he said, who do you say that I am? Right?
Amen.
And they gave him a good, one of them gave him a good answer, okay? But
Amen.
That Jesus Christ gave them another answer, gave them the whole answer, okay? He gave them the whole answer that would end all answers, okay? Now, Jesus Christ is going to tell you who he is. All right?
Amen.
Let's go to Matthew 16 chapter.
Amen. Matthew chapter 16. For those of you that have your Bibles, you know, follow along with us. I mean, we're not trying to do anything hidden, okay? We're giving you the Word of God, and we're telling you, hey, study for yourself. Take it to the Lord. Study for yourself. So if you have your Bible with you, hey, won't you follow with us, okay? And for those of you that don't have your Bibles, I just ask that you would give us your undivided attention because, you know, we're serious about this, you know, what we're giving to you, because this is vitally important, amen? So Matthew chapter 16.
Verse 12. Start at verse 12.
Starting at verse 12. Matthew chapter 16, starting at verse 12. The Word of God said, then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Now, brothers and sisters, okay, let's listen up here, okay? Listen real good now, because these are keys. These are keys to you, okay? And the reason
Amen.
Why Jesus, the reason why Jesus gives these keys is so that you will not be deceived, okay? Now, I started at the 12th verse. Now, I started at the 12th verse because Jesus wanted them to understand that when he was telling them to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he was talking about false doctrine.
Amen.
And this thing about Mary Eddie Baker, Baker Eddie, all her stuff is false doctrines also, okay?
Amen.
You got to beware of the false doctrines, okay? If these things were not so important, Jesus Christ wouldn't be wasting his breath, you know, trying to expound all these. 13th verse says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, and one of the prophets. Now, these people have gross, they don't have no understanding at all, do they? Huh? It's like they have any understanding. Because what are they talking about? They talking about a man coming back as another man.
Right.
Okay? That another person coming back as another. God does not permit that. Okay?
Amen.
You had one time in this life, okay? And you ain't coming back as nobody else, okay? And you ain't coming back as no cow. You ain't coming back as no rat. You ain't coming back as no cat. You ain't coming back as no heifer. You ain't coming back as no baseball bat or whatever, okay?
Amen.
You ain't coming back as none of these things, okay? Because we do not believe in this, in that thing, okay? But that thing must have existed at that time, too. Because they think that Jesus Christ could be John the Baptist just got his head cut off. How could he be John the Baptist?
Amen.
Jesus Christ and Baptist was walking around at the same time, okay?
Amen.
How could he be John the Baptist? If each man in his life, okay, they are a child. They are a child of their own, okay? Each one, each person, okay? This is your life. Okay, you don't share it with somebody else. You don't come back at something else. Okay?
Amen.
Because that's a false doctrine. That's a false belief. That's a that would go into something else.
Amen.
I said in the 15th verse, he said to them, but whom do he say that I am? And Simon Peter said and answered, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered
Amen.
And said to him, blessed art thou, Simon by Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you. Because this, the only way you can receive this, understand this, is through the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. Who has to reveal this to you? The Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, God's Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Okay, the Spirit of Christ has to reveal this to you, who he is. He has to show you this revelation. If Christ don't
right.
show you this revelation, you will never know it. You will never, and then you got to actually seek it, hunger for it, look for it, okay? It don't just fall in your lap.
Right.
He didn't just know this because he knew it. He knew it because he had been with Jesus, and he had observed Jesus, and he had been, the Lord had been dealing with Jesus, okay? Okay. So he knew, with Peter. So Peter knew who Jesus was.
Amen.
That's a key to standing on the rock. This is key to standing on the rock, okay, knowing who Jesus
Amen.
Is. And I say Amen. Also unto thee that thou art Peter. Now, that's where that end right there. You are Peter. That's the name I'm giving you, okay? And then goes on to say, and upon this rock, the rock that I am the Christ, I will build
Amen.
My church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever
Amen.
Thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. What power has God given his people? He said, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, okay? What power is that?
Amen.
That's the power. That power is the power over Satan, okay? Satan hates that power, okay? And the reason why Satan tries to change the doctrine of Christ and make people believe something else other than what Christ says is so that they won't be able to cast him out.
Amen.
Because everyone that believes in Jesus Christ, okay, as the scripture has says, they have power to cast the devil out. Right?
Amen.
Through the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus, they have the power to cast out the devil. I give you these keys, okay?
Right?
The keys.
Amen.
Standing on the rock. That's how you stand on the rock. I believe in the one and only. Believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Okay? Now let's move on, okay?
Amen.
All right. Let's go to Matthew 23:1-8.
Matthew chapter 23?
Yes.
Okay,
one,
Matthew chapter 1-8. Amen. For those of you listening, we're going to Matthew chapter 23, verses 1 to verse 8. Matthew chapter 23, verses 1 to verse 8. And the word of God says, then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders. But they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries, and enlarge the borders of their garments, and love the uppermost rooms at feasts, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and greetings in the markets, and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But be not ye called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren.
Now, do you hear that last verse there? But be not
Amen.
Called rabbi, for one
Amen.
Is your master, even Christ. So he, so Jesus Christ calling himself Christ right there, right?
Right.
And all your brethren, okay? So we're supposed to do what? We're supposed to follow after Christ Jesus strictly, okay, and him only.
Amen.
This first verse to the seventh verse is describing, this is what you're getting a good description of what religion is, okay? People like
right.
to dress up, okay? They like to dress up, okay? They like to dress up in their robes, okay? They like to dress up in their collars, and they like to dress up in their sleeves and stuff like that, because they think they looking holy. They think they are holy because they wear those garments.
Right.
Okay. And you see people, if some people don't have these trappings in the church. Most people don't go to those churches where they don't have those trappings. They don't go to a church where they don't have, for instance, they don't go to a church where if you don't have a nice choir. Most people want a
right.
choir. Because that's the reason why they like to go to church. They want to be entertained.
Right.
If you go in a church because you want to be entertained, okay, you in the wrong place, okay? I like to hear the choir. It's all right to want to hear the choir. That's cool, okay? But
right.
that ain't supposed to be the reason why you go to church. The reason why you go to church is so you can hear the word of God. Because ain't no salvation in that choir.
Right.
The word
Amen.
Of God is what you're supposed to come in to hear. And to worship the Lord. That's what you're supposed to be going. And this is what Christ is all about, okay? All right. Jesus Christ, okay, Psalms 40 and 46 to 9. Write that down, okay?
Okay, Psalms chapter 40.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Psalms chapter 40 and what's the verse you said, brother?
6 to 9.
So, everyone, we're going
nine.
To Psalms chapter 40. Verses 6 to verse 9. Psalms chapter 40, verse 6 to verse 9. And the word of God says, sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. My ears hast thou opened. Burnt offerings and sin offering hast thou not required. Then say I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law. Thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the congregation. Lo,
okay.
I have not refrained my lips. O Lord, thou knowest.
Now this is a prophecy in Psalms, Christ, okay? One of the many prophecies, okay? Because David had a lot of prophecies about Christ, okay? Even the very words that Christ that he spoke, okay? But this is sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Thine eye, my ears, has thou opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings has thou not required, okay? This Jesus Christ was going to do away with sacrifices, the blood sacrifices,
Amen.
Okay? Because he was going to become the true and living sacrifice, the everlasting sacrifice. Seventh verse says, Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of a book. It is written of me. That's Jesus, okay, the Christ.
Amen.
Eight, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord. Thou knowest, okay? That's Christ. When he came, when Jesus Christ first came and he gave them his word, what was their reaction to his word when he told them, I am, when he told them that this word is, today this word is done in your sight, okay?
Right.
He told them this word is fulfilled. When he told them
Amen.
This word is fulfilled in your sight, what did they say to him? Who do he think he is? Is not this the son of Mary? Is this not
yeah.
this the son of Joseph, whom we know? What?
Amen.
He said this word, who he's making himself out to be.
Amen.
And one scripture, they took Jesus and they was trying to throw him headlong to kill him over a hill, okay, because they because of what he had said to them, because he had revealed that, okay, that's in Isaiah, okay?
Amen.
Now, the word of God was in his mouth from the beginning, okay, but Christ means the anointed one. You just said, my brother just told you that, right? That Christ means the anointed one. He is the Holy Ghost, okay? But actually, Jesus Christ is not just the anointed one. He's the first one that received, that had the anointing, okay, of the brethren, okay? Because Jesus is accounted as brother, as our brother, okay?
Amen.
So he was the first of many brethren to receive what? The Holy Ghost. He already had the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He is the Holy Ghost, okay? But he's the first one, okay? And so
Amen.
He can usher it in, okay, so that we can receive it, okay? Christ is the anointing. Christ
right.
is not just the anointed one. He is the anointing, okay?
Amen.
Can you dig it? Can you understand what I'm saying to you?
Amen.
The Spirit of God or the Spirit of Christ is the anointing.
Amen.
Now write these scriptures down. Psalms 2 and 7. John
Psalms
8,
2 and 7.
15. Huh?
You said,
read it.
And
just,
what else? Okay, Psalms 9.
Psalms, Colossians, 1st chapter, 15th to the 19th verse. Isaiah 7 and 14. Matthew 1. 18 to 25, Galatians 4 and 4. Now, you know something? In our day and time, there are many people that have been called Father.
Right.
And have been called Christ. And have been called
right.
Jesus.
Right.
Remember that? My brother just told you about that woman. She called herself, she's calling herself Christ.
Amen.
Anybody call them Christ, that's time to jump off the boat right there, okay? That's time
Amen.
To get off the boat. I'm getting off this ride here because I don't want
right.
to go no further, okay? Father, you know, there was a man I think in the 40s or the 30s, something like that, they called himself Father Divine. Jesus said don't call no man Father. Why
right.
do you say that? Because people, when they come like that, they're deceivers, okay?
Right.
And then, who's the biggest one that called himself the Holy Father?
Oh,
well, you know
yeah.
who that is, don't you?
Oh, yes, we do.
You know who called himself the Holy Father?
We know that the Roman Catholic Church and their ministers.
How in the heck are you going to be the Holy Father and you can't even kill yourself?
Right.
Rabbi, okay? People call a lot of people like to call themselves rabbis, okay, of the Jewish faith, okay? Jesus
right.
said, "Don't call no master, no man, no master, okay? Because there's only one that's master, and that's Christ. That's the only one I'm the master. If somebody tell you that faith to tell you that, that's like a shotgun blast, okay? I'm telling you who I am, bam, right in the face, okay? This
right.
is who I am. I am the only master. I'm the Father, okay? I'm the only one." Remember Jim
Amen.
Jones?
Yeah.
Jim Jones was a knucklehead, and people still follow
yeah.
this man. This man
right.
actually threw the Bible on the ground, okay, at one time, and people still follow this man to the jungles of Guyana and died
Amen.
Because they were foolish, because they didn't understand. Because they didn't have enough sense not to follow this man when they saw what this man was doing. When a person leave off from following the gospel, and they never was on the gospel, in the first place, he never was on the gospel. This
Amen.
Man never was on the gospel. He was a drug addict from the beginning.
Amen.
But he did some good things for people, and that made them choose him, okay? And so all these people followed him wherever he went as if he was God. They didn't ask God whether this man was a liar or what. But the tree that this man presented to people, whatever tree he was right there before their eyes. Okay?
Amen.
It was no really great big deception there, okay? You had to really be blind, and you couldn't see that, okay? But they were blind, and they followed him because he had some good works, okay? And they followed this man all the way to hell. And they drunk that, what do they call it? They called it drinking the Kool-Aid.
Right.
They followed this man, okay? And all false doctrines, all religions are like this, okay? Whether they to the extreme that Jim Jones was, or whether they like this woman here, Mary Baker Eddy, that says that she's like Christ, and she believes only in the mind. This woman didn't believe that anything exists. She didn't believe that pain exists. She didn't believe that the devil exists. She didn't believe that nothing exists. All she believed in was the power of the mind. That's what she believed in.
Amen.
And you know what she did? I think she took a few things out of the Bible. She did. She took a few things out of the Bible, okay? And then she took the truth, a piece of that truth, okay? And she put it into her doctrine, okay? And then she took the things that this other man said and put it together and said, now this is what I'm going to believe in. Okay,
amen.
And I can heal myself. And so this woman believed that she had the power to heal. The reason why she believed that she had the power to heal because she believed that there was no such thing as pain.
Right.
And she didn't believe in no devils and things like that. She didn't believe that devils could afflict her. She didn't believe in those kind of things. She didn't believe in any kind of affliction. She believed that it was mind over matter.
Amen.
That's actually,
and you know what else too, brother, and now that you mention that, and this is another part we're going to get on, Lord said, next week. She was saying God is all, you know, just everything, you know, and like he ain't create nothing that's not him. She made it God is all. This is the type of teaching, you know, brother. Some people think this is nuts. It's something. You gave a good example of Jim Jones. Now, you would think, and Jim Jones got up in front of them and told them he was God. I mean, he told the people straight out. He said, I'm God. And you would think some people at least would jump up and leave. But they didn't.
I'm leaving.
You know? Amen. They didn't leave. Didn't leave at all. And that by hearing that, a red flag would have came up, you know. And you would think, okay, surely these people finna leave out of this place, but they didn't. And there's so many people today, like we're bringing this word to you. And like I said before, and many of y'all think it's not none. I'm telling you, when that Antichrist arrives, that's going to be his voice. He's going to say, hey, no matter what you're serving, if you're worshiping a turtle, Or a cow, whatever, we all can do it together. We all can come together in harmony. That's what he's going to say, okay?
Amen.
He's going to include everything. This is one of the things that had happened to Bishop Carter Pearson, who's going out now preaching, quote, the gospel of inclusion. He have included everything. Everything's included, many paths to God, all that stuff, okay? Now, this is a man that came up through Oral Roberts University now. And all these years, all of a sudden, he's like, the Lord had told me, and all what he said the Lord told him contradicting the scriptures. Okay? Contradicting the scriptures. And see, this is very important because it's a lot of people be following these people. These people have influence, like your gospel singers. Your well-known gospel singers have an influence over a lot of people. So they get up there and say, Christ is a fraud. Well, whether you believe it or not, there are going to be some people that's going to believe them and going to follow what
Amen.
They say.
Amen. Amen. That's true, brother. Because these are the days, okay, of what you call the leaven. Where the leaven, the little leaven, leaven is a whole lump, okay, or a little bit of baking soda, okay, when you put it in there, put it in your cornbread, it makes your bread rise real tall, doesn't it, okay?
Right.
But it ain't nothing but baking soda. That's all that is, okay? It's making it rise, okay? That's it. That's the same way it is, okay, with false doctrine, okay? A little bit of it goes, it goes a long way. Okay, and you may
Amen.
Think it's nothing, okay, the things we're saying, okay, but if something means your salvation, okay, the very way you're going to go in the hereafter, okay, it's very important, okay? It's important that you realize and find out where that thing came from. Is it of God, okay? Ask God about it, okay? Ask God to help you to come to understanding, okay? If you don't understand these things, okay, Satan likes ignorance, okay? And it's not gonna stop from happening to you because you didn't know. Because it's your job
right.
to find out. It's your job.
Amen.
God gave you that ability. God gave you that right. God gave you that power to seek him. If you don't seek him, okay, then you will not be given the answers that you need, okay? And then Satan will deceive you, okay? That's why many times in the Bible, Jesus said, be not deceived. That's why Apostle Paul said, be not deceived. That's why other apostles said, be not deceived, okay? Okay, for in the last days, what's going to happen in the last days? Men's going to be lovers of themselves. They're going to be
Amen.
Boasters, okay? They're going to have a form of godliness but deny the power of God, okay? And who is he talking about? He's talking about people. Some people talking about his people. He's talking about
right.
people that call themselves, okay, that call themselves Christians, okay? That, he ain't talking about the sinners. There's no
right.
reason for God to say, you know, beware of the sinners. They're sinners, okay? There's no reason
right.
for you to worry about them, okay? Because they ain't nothing but sinners. That's what they are, okay? But the deception comes from people who claim to be something that they are not. What Jesus say? Wolves in sheep clothing. Okay.
Amen.
Ravening wolves. Okay. Okay. What does the wolf do? The wolf come among the sheep and eat up all he can eat, destroy all that he can destroy. Okay. And then
Amen.
When he gets finished, moves on to the next place. But that's what the wolf does. That's what false doctrines and things like that is all about, okay? And Satan makes people think, oh, everybody got a right to their ideas. No, people do have a right to their ideas, but you got a right to consequences also. How you like them apples?
Right.
How much there's consequences for everything that you do, whether right or wrong, there's consequences, okay? And that's the truth of things, okay? Well, when you say you believe in these things no matter what, okay, verse say, well, I was born a Baptist, I'm going to die a Baptist. What are they saying? They're saying they don't care nothing about the truth.
Right.
This is my traditions of my fathers, and this is what I'm going by. I don't care nothing about what the Bible says. And most people say that, okay? And then when it's presented to them of what they actually did say, okay, then they say, oh, I didn't say, yes, you did say that. That's what you said. That is what's in your heart, you know, that you don't believe the word of God and you don't care nothing about what God say. I was born
Amen.
A Baptist, I'll die a Baptist. I was born a Methodist, I'll die a Methodist. I was born an Episcopalian, I'll die an Episcopalian. God didn't call you to be no Episcopalian or no Baptist.
Right.
Or no.
Right.
God called you to be saved. That's
Amen.
That's the description. He predestinated you to be saved. Okay, not to be a Baptist. not to be a church of God in Christ, not to be an apostolic or none of those things. Go on, brother.
Amen. Amen. And you're right about that, brother, because, you know, people have to understand that, hey, listen, when we come on Blog Talk Radio, we're trying to give you the word of God, and we don't want nobody to be deceived, okay? And this stuff is happening. It's out there, okay? I was reading an article, I think that was yesterday. I think this young lady had posted last year that her father once, you know, when he was living, he was a Christian Scientist. And that's how he died, because he rejected medicine and all that stuff, and he died. Because, you know, that's what else, like you said, they teach that sickness don't exist and all that. And he died.
Amen.
She talked about that, you know, and how that Mary Baker Eddy, you know, she was deceiving folks, okay? And
amen.
If you don't get in that word, as we get ready to go into prayer, if you don't get into that word for yourself, people, we're trying to stress this to you. We give you scriptures that, hey, if you say, hey, I hear y'all, but I ain't quite feeling it like it is, hey, take what we give you, study for yourself, go to the Lord, okay? This is what we're saying. I tell you, you better just accept it because we said it. Take it to the Lord. I'm telling you, people,
amen,
this is vitally important in these last days. I mean, you have, and one day we're going to get on the whole thing about the fall away of the church and all that, but you have had wolves that have snuck in among the body, among the sheep.
Amen.
And what has happened is that one of the reasons is because people not getting in the word, now you have become an open target for deception, and
Amen. You're
not just mad at the person that deceived you, now you're mad at God. So now we can't even come to you and talk to you about God. You'll cut our conversation. Oh, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. And now you need to quit coming to service, okay? You quit praying. When you see us on the street, you hit the gas pedal real fast so you won't see us, you know, so you won't have to wave. You're doing all that. We catch you at the supermarket and say, hey, I know you hurt, but, you know, the Lord, by the time we get the Lord out of our mouth, you didn't cut our sinners off. I don't want to hear it. And you walk off. And so now you're mad at God. But God has given us the warning. And he says, study to show thyself approved. He says, search the scriptures.
Amen.
They testify me. That's what he said. He said, they
Amen.
Meditate in my word. Okay? Meditate
Amen.
In the word of God. I don't know what else God could tell us. Okay? He didn't give us all that. He's telling you,
Amen.
This is going to be your safeguard, your defense. He didn't tell us. I don't know what else more he could do. He's not going to violate our free will. You can cancel that. I mean, whether you say or unsay, God is not going to violate your free will. You got
Amen.
To choose. He'll lay it down for you and say, hey, this will be in your best interest and benefit if you do this. But he's not going to make you do it, okay? You have
Amen.
To make that decision. Amen? You got to make that decision. So as my brother have laid down the scriptures to you tonight, showing you that Jesus is the Christ and showing you that Jesus Christ is a person. He's not an idea, okay? And as we go into prayer, I want to say this one last thing.
Amen.
You have to think, a lot of the stuff that Christian Science, especially Mary Baker Eddy, taught, she taught and gave no alternative. For example, you say, what do you mean? For example, she said Genesis 1 was a lie, okay? So you'd be like, okay, if you're saying that's a lie, well, who created heaven and earth? You ain't no answer, okay? You ain't got no answer. All right. You
talking about,
there's a lie. Okay, well, who created it? So, you know, some of these religions, they, like I said, the whole basic, amen, the whole basic structure, Satan wants to diminish everything about God. He just wants to break it. Just
amen.
No God in your sight before your eyes. So, amen. My brother
Amen.
Said to pray for you. Some of you that's listening, once again, perhaps you're contemplating joining Christian Science. Maybe some of their followers came and you say, hey, come and join us. We is with God. They may have told you that, okay? Some of you listening, maybe you already Christian Scientists, and all of a sudden you start to notice, hey, you know, it's something ain't right about this thing. I mean, I've been in it so long, but I don't know. These people saying one thing, but I just ain't getting it. Well, my brother's finna pray for you, okay? Amen. So I'm going to give it over to my brother here. Go ahead, brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we come before your face,
yes,
Lord Jesus, and we acknowledge you, Lord Jesus, as we stand in the gap, make up the hedge, intercede, O Lord God, for these people, Lord God, that are listening to this broadcast, O Lord God, that the eyes of their understanding might be enlightened, that they may know what the hope of his calling, that they may know that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he is God, that he came, hallelujah, that he came in the flesh, Lord God, that he died in the flesh, that he rose from the dead in the flesh, O Lord God, that he ascended upon high, hallelujah, and that he gave gifts unto men, O Lord Jesus, and the truth of the gospel, Lord God, that they may know, Lord Jesus, hallelujah,
yes, Lord,
that you are real, Lord Jesus. Father, we bind the powers of the adversary, Lord God. We bind the spirits, O Lord Jesus, of false religion, of religiosity, Lord God, of the mind, ideas of men, the world, and the devil, Lord God. And Lord God, we bind all these spirits in Jesus Christ's name, and we take power over them, O Lord Jesus. We have dominion over them, Lord God, because you gave us dominion through the Lord Jesus Christ, and you commanded us to tread upon the enemy, Lord God, to tread upon the serpent, to tread upon the lion, upon the dragon, O Lord God, and upon the adder, Lord Jesus. And we tread upon the enemy, Lord Jesus, that these people, Lord God, that are listening, that they might have a chance, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, the eyes that they understand to be enlightened, that they is here, Lord Jesus, that they understand, O Lord God, that they be brought out of darkness. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for the deliverance, Lord God, in the spirit and power of deliverance. Jesus Christ's name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Once again, I want to say to all of you that it's been a blessed broadcast. Thank God for my brother being on here. We will be back this coming Sunday concerning Christian Signs. And title's going to be Christian Signs, God. We're going to talk to you about what they have to say about God. You know, God is all in all, and God is mine. Okay, so we're gonna look at that. Amen. And like I said,
amen.
You listening, you might say, "Oh man, we don't need to know that." I'm telling you, yes, you do. Okay, you better quit under. I'm not telling you to praise the devil, but you better quit underestimating Satan, because he's a very cunning adversary. Okay. And he will have folks saying words to you so smooth that if you didn't know no better and you didn't know the word, you would definitely say, "Hey, this got to be of God because it just sounds so right." Well, that would sound so right can be so bad wrong. So praise be to God. Don't forget tomorrow night, Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens, as well as Saturday night. And then once again, like I said, me and my brother, Lord Say the Same, will be back on Sunday night. To bring you more about what Christian Science have to say concerning God. Amen. So we thank God for all you that have been listening. We love you all. May God bless you. May God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, brother.
Amen. God bless you.